Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara,
and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and soak in the end of this heartbreak. I wanna drive fast.
7:34 on a Wednesday. Joining me, as he did yesterday, is Alex Hetherington. He is the director of the Marine West Expo, and he is the guy on the ground that makes it all happen. The guy who actually runs the whole thing is Mike Regner, Major General of the United States Marine Corps, retired, and he's going to join us here in about 25 minutes or so. So Alex joins us. Kind of give us a daily update. First question, Alex, is, are you going to have heaters in your tent, man?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, yeah, it's going to be cool for the mornings of both shows, for both days of the show. But, you know, Fort Moore, we're really fortunate as that the rains seem to be moving out. So we got some sunny weather ahead of us. You know, just wear an extra layer. Once you get inside the tent, it is pretty warm. But yeah, it'll be cool in the morning. But we get some good direct sunlight by about 8 a.m. And then, you know, once you're in the sun in Southern California, you're doing okay.
You're doing okay. Because those tents, man, they get cold.
They do get cold, but once you start putting a bunch of bodies in them, they warm up pretty well.
Right. Well, they better. They better. All right. So, first of all, let's give the basics. Tell everybody what you're doing over the course. It starts tonight. Tell everybody what you're doing over the course of the next 2.5 days.
Sure, yeah. So it's exciting. The tent's up in the 22 area on the parade deck, the expo tent. So we're all ready to go. Move-in day is today for our about 105 exhibitors who will be there for the show, showing their the latest in military technology and equipment. In terms of big ticket items, we've got the Marine Corps Association Foundation dinner tonight in Carlsbad, and that's the guest of honor for that is the one that Commanding General, Lieutenant General Offerman, who is also our guest of honor for the opening ceremony for the show tomorrow, Thursday morning. That's at 9:45.
Okay, let me tell you something. I haven't seen Jody Osterman since he turned over his packages to me at IOC, right? I haven't physically. We've traded emails. And so I see him at the General Officer Symposium, and he starts accusing me of stealing pens off his desk in 1991. I'm like, the only reason I was stealing pens is because I had something to write, okay? Unlike you, who didn't seem to have a whole lot to say about anything. So got a chance to see him there, and this is going to be crazy because we'll see him three times in a week. But I'm looking forward to it. For those of you who've never met General Osterman, he's a great guy. He's one of the nicest general officers you'll ever meet in your life, and a smart guy, and a well-thought guy. He's a great guy. So congratulations on your choice there, Hetherington. Well done.
Yeah, well, it's an easy choice to make. But, you know, a little charisma and a long memory goes a long way towards becoming a senior leader.
There you go. All right, so you have the dinner to open it. What time does the dinner start? And are there still tickets? Can people still go? Or is that all done now?
Well, actually, I'm a separate enterprise from that. But the Marine Corps Association Foundation, if you go to their website, you can talk to their staff and see if there are tickets available.
Okay.
I believe there are still a few tickets available if you wanted to reach out to them, but you have to go through their website, find
I will reach out to them because I know those people.
But also, I think active duty are welcome to attend no charge. So, but again, you need to RSVP in advance.
Okay. All right. So that gets us to the opening ceremonies. What time tomorrow morning?
9:45. It's a 15-minute opening ceremony. Keep it short and sweet. Major General Mike Wagner, Marine Corps retired, is our master of ceremonies as the National Director of Expeditions for the Marine Corps League. And then, and of course, we already touched on General Osterman being the guest of honor. And then, the exhibit tents are open, from 700 till 1500. And we have also have a whole host of presentations, going during that time in our briefing center. Which is out in front of the, it's separate, but adjacent to the expo tent. And, among the featured speakers there will be yours truly, Mac McNamara.
Nice.
So, we're excited to have you.
Well, I'm happy to be, happy to be there. Let's see. I'm just on their website. Talks about, schedule, blah, 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 blah. Dress is open collar. Cost $60 for MCA members, $80 for non-members. Active duty service members may attend at no cost, but must register first by emailing Sarah Cohen. And her link is there. You can find this link if you're interested in going. You can find it if you just do a search on Marine Corps Association, and then you'll go to their website, and you'll see events. It says the 219 Marine Corps Association and Foundation One Meth Dinner. So it's at the Westin Carlsbad, and it gives you all the information that you need. So so there you have it. And it does not say if they're still taking reservations, but it doesn't say they're not. So the best you can do is attempt to register and see what happens. How about that?
That sounds good.
All right. Continue. So give us a little tease. What is exciting, right, that we should know about, that you haven't told us yet? Give me either a product. We know that the post-traumatic winning presentation is going to be, like, off the hook. First of all, when is that? I should probably write this down. It's at different times on Thursdays and Friday. On Thursday and Friday, yes?
That's correct. So you're on Thursday, your presentation on post-traumatic winning starts at noon. And then on Friday, we got you going at 11.
All right, write that down, everybody. If you're in the region, I expect you to attend, okay? And last I heard, seats are going quick, so get there early. All right, so tease us with something else. What else would you say, hey, you ought to check this out, or what else do you think people would find interesting?
Yeah, you know, I'd be interested in, if I was a Marine, we have Colonel Stephen Arms, who's the Force Fitness Division Director from Training and Education Command. He's going to be here on Thursday. He's giving a presentation, a one-hour presentation from 11 to noon, right before you, on the recent changes to Marine Corps physical standards.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all the changes to the PFT, the CFT, we have the new MOS-specific physical standards for the ground combat element occupations, the new Force Fitness Instructor Program. So, you know, the Force, it's not the Marine Corps physical standards I remember when I was a Marine. Things were changing rapidly. You know, you can't just show up and expect to be successful on the PFT without preparing for it these days. It seems like the standards get higher all the time. And so he's going to be, I think his presentation is geared towards small unit leaders on, on resources to prepare their Marines for success and to include things like that, haven't traditionally been part of the conversation, like things like diet and other kinds of, mental, moral, physical resources to keep Marines strong and healthy.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you talk about the people that I had this conversation last week when I went. Actually, I was in. I did the thing at the General Officer Symposium, and I wanted to stay around for a couple reasons. One, I knew there would be fallout and meetings that I needed to have to kind of spread the word about post-traumatic winning. So, but my son lives there. In Quantico, so I got a chance to hang out with he and my daughter-in-law and my grandson, and then my nephew, is at OCS. So they have, what, he's in his fifth week, so they had, Saturday afternoon and then Sunday morning and afternoon off. So I would get a chance to see him. So in the midst of doing all that, you know, and those meetings, it was very enlightening to me as I kind of talked about this stuff, how much interest there is in the Marine Corps about these kind of wellness things, about things like, you know, dare I say, meditation, about diet, right? In that, hey, we, as warriors, we got to get better. And the way you're going to do this stuff is you're going to go down these holes. And so one of the conversations that I had after I took this pitch out to the basic school and I gave it to about 30 members of their staff, kind of a last-minute thing, and they cobbled together who was available. And so at the end of it, the Kung Fu guys hung around, right? The Marine Martial Arts program. And so they were like, they were all about what I was talking about. And they said, you know what? The crazy part is when we started this, right, the martial arts program was just as much ethical and moral training as it was to get a black belt. And that has been virtually eliminated because, right, the black belt, the brown belt are now ways to get promoted. So there's this hell-bent rush to get qualified so you can get promoted. And with kind of a lip service being paid to the moral ethical part, but that, in their eyes, that has been completely diminished because it's tied now to promotion and getting this done. And so it's interesting, and I guess the Commandant's they told me the Commandant's going to come out or just released new requirements that says that you can only, by this time in the Marine Corps, you can only get to this level belt. So what they hope happens is, you know, since you're going to be here for a while, you actually learn the whole, all of it, right, which includes the moral, ethical, and spiritual side of martial arts. And so very interesting kind of aside to what you're talking about there, Alex.
That's right, yeah. Actually, those programs are very closely aligned. The Force Fitness Instructor Program is taught at the Martial Arts Center of Excellence out there at Camp Barrett at Quantico. So,
yeah, and those are the guys, some of those guys were there, and they were the most vocal about it, saying that you know, this gets old. You know, because there's so much more to our program, but it's not, nobody sees it because it is the rush, because this is tied to promotion. So very interesting, you know, kind of interesting discussions down nuanced rabbit holes that you normally wouldn't have, but this post-traumatic winning pitch is very cool in that it brings a lot of people out to talk. And so, I got an education that I didn't rightly have until, last week.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, that's, also, you know, it's good, you know, you mentioned that, you know, sort of the networking aspect and,
right,
meeting different people that do different things in the Marine Corps and finding out more and finding out how that supports, you know, your objectives and mission. And in fact, you know, that's sort of some of the intentional scheduling there is to put, you know, Colonel Arms right in front of you so we can talk about, you know, staying physically, healthy and meeting the standard there, and then we can talk about how to be resilient and stay in the game through post-traumatic winning.
Right. Very well scheduled, I might add. Very well done.
And, you know, another little feature that I'm kind of pleased about this year at Marine Corps West is we're going to have three former sergeants major of the Marine Corps in attendance for the opening ceremony. So we'll have Major Mike Barrett, who's the 17th on the all-time list, Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps. And then we'll also have Sergeant Major Al McMichael, number 14, and Sergeant Major Gene Overstreet, who's number 12, 12th Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps. So that's kind of a neat, you know, leadership tie-in there. And most of them will be participating in our warrior day. Sorry, go ahead, Mike, Mac.
How do you get these guys? Are they living in Southern California, or have they agreed to come and be a part of the event? How did the Marine Corps Association Foundation get them there? How have you got? That's kind of an all-star cast you got going there.
Yeah, they support different entities. So I can tell you, Sergeant Major McMichael is here because he's on the board of the Marine Corps Association Foundation. Actually, the entire board of MCANF will be at the show on Thursday. So that includes some other luminaries like General Tulin and some other folks, and of course General Faulkner, who's the present CEO of the Marine Corps Association Foundation.
Jocko Tulin and I are battle buddies.
I know he's been extensively interviewed on your program.
Now, you know what? Great guys. First Marine Division by Hooker Crook had a lot of great leaders in 2004. When I was part of the division staff and working for General Mattis. So, you know, when you look at guys like John Broadmeadow, Mike Groen, who are now, you know, pretty senior leaders in the Marine Corps, they were the Intel, the G2 and the G4. You know, you look at Paul Kennedy, Dave Furness, they were part of the division staff. You look at Sparky Renforth and John Tulin. Tulin went from the 3 to the 1st Marine Regiment and then had them and, And then Sparky Renforth was his opso. So, I mean, it's kind of like a bunch of, you know, and all those guys have continued to have successful careers. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But he's a General Tool, an everyday guy. Everyday guy and fun to be around. So fun to be around. So wow. So their whole board will be there. Well, is that normal? Do they come out every year or what?
It's the first time they've come to the show, the entire board.
Wow.
So, it's my first experience with it.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. So we're pleased to have them.
Yeah, you bet. All right, tell me what else. So you got that going.
We got that, and then I guess, you know, with since we're coming up against the time constraints here, I do want to touch on, you know, particularly Sergeant Major Overstreet and Sergeant Major Barrett will be participating in what we call Warrior Day, which is on Friday morning. Between 7:30 and 9, which is when the show opens on Friday, but we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but it's an effort to really get some, you know, in a nutshell, to get some distinguished Marine veterans and some of the sort of emerging, you know, technology solutions, new weapon systems that are coming to the Marine Corps very soon. So getting some industry subject matter experts who helped develop those systems in front of Marines to talk to them about them. So, you know, for example, the Carl Gustav Aquilis rifle that's, you know, coming to an infantry armory near you, that we're going to have the Saab rep out there talking about, you know, weapons characteristics, employment considerations, and then we're going to have, you know, and we're also going to have Sergeant Major Overstreet, we're going to have the MCRD San Diego Museum Foundation is going to be talking about history and traditions of the Marine Corps, and Sergeant Major Overstreet is going to be supporting that, you know, 10-minute presentation. So, just a way to bring the show to the Marines, so to speak, and get, you know, give them the highlights in a concise fashion, help them work in some physical training, some PT.
Now, did you say that was going on between 7:30 and 10?
7:30 and 9.
Got it.
On Friday,
on Friday.
The 8th. So okay. We're going to start with a 2-mile formation run, led by Sergeant Major Barrett. And then we've got 6 training stations, you know, so we're going to rotate 6 groups of Marines through 6 rotating stations, so 10 minutes apiece. We're going to do things. We're going to do a little physical training. We're going to get a briefing on the AT-4 and the Carl Gustav from Saab. We're going to get, medial and immediate action, drills. With Gunner Pat Wohlhoff, Marine Corps retired, he's going to be doing that. And we've also got a briefing on the amphibious combat vehicle by PEO Land Systems and a couple more things. So, and we're looking for more people. It's you know, we've got a sort of, we're looking for at least 500 Marines. So far we've got about 250 signed up. And so please come down to that. Even if you don't have a chance to sign up, we'd love to have, you know, all comers, all Marines, trip with PT gear, and be ready to go.
Got it. Final question for you. First of all, the amphibious combat vehicle is going to be there, so you get a chance to see that. If you're curious like I am to see it, I was very curious knowing that it now has wheels instead of tracks, so interested in that. And then what are the hours on a daily basis, Alex, that the expo is open?
Well, So the expo is open from 10 to 3 on Thursday. So 1,000 to 1,500 on Thursday the 7th. And then it's from 9 to 1,500 on Friday the 8th of February.
Got it. All right.
And location again is, you know, the 22-area parade deck, which is across from the Marine Corps Air Station on the other side of Van Griff Boulevard.
And if you're a civilian and you want to go, you need to grab a retiree and say, come on, we're going to Camp Pendleton. I'll buy lunch because the deadline has passed if you want to come to the show. If you're a retiree and you have your ID card, you can go ahead and obviously get on base. That's not an issue. So if you're a former Marine but not a retiree, you don't have an ID card, you need to find a retiree and take a retiree to lunch, okay? You can do that, and you can go to the show, too. So that's how it works. All right, Alex, first of all, thanks for hopping on. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
All right. So don't touch that dial. General Mike Regner going to join us here in a few minutes as we continue on a Wednesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.